Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, after opening up the MacBook Neo, iFixit is back with a full teardown of the new iPhone 17e, and it reveals a few surprising repair-friendly changes inside. One of the biggest knocks against the iPhone 16e was its lack of MagSafe. Despite the widely circulated notion that this wouldn't be a big issue for the device's target audience, Apple caved to the pressure and introduced MagSafe support for the iPhone 17e. iFixit's teardown reveals that the iPhone 17e's MagSafe-enabled back panel is actually fully compatible with the iPhone 16e. In practice, this means that iPhone 16e owners could add MagSafe support to their devices by simply swapping the back panel. Of course, there is no official way to do this, but it's likely something that will be common with aftermarket accessories sooner rather than later. Additionally, iFixit notes that most components are cross-compatible between the 16e and the 17e, and they even managed to boot an iPhone 17e using a logic board from the 16e. All in all, the iPhone 17e scores a 7 out of 10 on iFixit's repairability scale. This is mostly due to its high level of interchangeable parts between the 17e and the 16e, which iFixit notes is either a deliberate attempt to make it easier to repair, or a byproduct of Apple's efforts to simplify manufacturing. You can watch the full teardown at the link in the show notes below. Next up today, Bloomberg reports that Apple's hardware chief for home devices, Brian Lynch, is leaving the company to join smart ring maker Aura. According to Bloomberg, Lynch's departure is another setback for Apple's smart home initiatives. One of the headlining products in this category is the smart display product rumored to be coming soon. As we talked about last week, however, that product has faced multiple delays due to its reliance on Apple's yet-to-be-shipped upgraded version of Siri. The initial goal was to ship that product by last spring, but the latest reporting is that it's in the pipeline for the iOS 27 cycle in September. Lynch has been Apple's senior director in charge of home devices since 2022. He was tasked with overseeing the hardware side of Apple's new home devices, including that smart display product. Lynch previously worked at Apple as a top engineering manager on Apple's self-driving car project, and earlier on several different models of the iPod. Finally, Bloomberg says that the home team, broadly speaking, is run by executive Matt Costello, who also oversees audio engineering and Beats products. Costello reports to John Ternus, who also, according to Bloomberg, has been playing a central role in Apple's smart home efforts and sees it as central to the company's future growth. In addition to the smart display, Apple is rumored to be working on other products, including a doorbell with Face ID and better integration with smart locks. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. If you're working on taxes right now, your Mac probably has everything: returns, invoices, receipts, and years of financial records. If you use iCloud, your files are synced across devices. On an iPhone, that also includes device backups. On a Mac, it mostly keeps things in sync, and that works well for access. But if your Mac failed tonight, could you restore everything tomorrow? Time Machine is excellent, but it requires a local drive. That's where Backblaze comes in. Backblaze runs automatically in the background and creates an off-site backup of your entire Mac with version history, including external drives. You install it once and you're set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for automatic off-site protection. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Next up today, AI is making app development easier than ever, but a new report claims Apple's App Store isn't fully embracing these new tools. Companies behind two quote-unquote vibe coding apps that let you create tools by entering prompts say Apple is pushing back on the category. Notably, this is not Apple pushing back on apps created with vibe coding. Instead, it's pushing back on apps for the iPhone that let you vibe code other apps. The information reports that Apple has quietly prevented AI vibe coding apps such as Replit and Vibecode, which help people create games and other applications, from releasing updates to their mobile apps on the App Store unless they make modifications. Apple confirmed to the information that it has told some app developers that the vibe coding capabilities violate long-standing App Store rules that say an app can't run code that changes the way it or other apps function. The report also says that Apple's crackdown is happening at a time when vibe coding apps are emerging as a potential threat to Apple by helping developers create web apps that aren't listed on its App Store, the App Store, of course, being a key source of revenue and profit for Apple. The report goes on to say that vibe coding apps might need to either pull back on some of the features or change how those vibe coded apps are previewed after being created. The challenge with vibe coding apps and the App Store policy is straightforward. Apple doesn't allow apps to change how they function after passing through the App Store review process. Vibe coding apps essentially allow these apps to become something completely different after review. Still, the new app isn't actually being distributed by the App Store, it's just running on the user's device. According to the information, the fix for at least one of these apps might be simple. It can likely generate app previews in a browser, but not inside the vibe coding app itself. Again, this crackdown is on apps that let you vibe code apps on your iPhone, not apps that you create using vibe coding, then run on your iPhone. So Apple isn't cracking down on the practice of vibe coding, just the practice of that vibe coding happening on your iPhone directly. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.